You are going to listen to two students discussing rules and regulations. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hey, Amy, come in. What's up? You look a little stressed.
Well, I wasn't watching where I was going, and I've just stepped in something disgusting on the sidewalk. Ugh. Yuck. Really, I can't believe it, Christos. I wish people would pick up after their dogs when they're out walking them. Not too much to ask, is it?
Oh, no. And I bet I know which dog's responsible, too. It's that Labrador from down the road. But you know, they brought in a new regulation about dog mess a while back. Dog owners, by law, now have to clean up after their animal's mess.
I know. And even though people have to pay a fine in such cases, that doesn't seem to stop them being so lazy. People are obviously not being caught.
Right. Anyway, let me get you a soda, and then we can start studying for our math exam.
Cool. By the way, have you heard about Shannon?
What do you mean?
Well, she's in big trouble with Mr. Tanner, the history teacher, for copying and pasting chunks of her essay from the internet.
What? You're kidding!
Yep. Apparently, she plagiarized pages and pages of it, and the teacher wasn't having it, obviously.
No way! Whoa, Shannon must be stupid to think she could get away with that. They're really strict now about plagiarism. You know, you can put a chunk of text into a special program and trace its origin.
But wait, she made things even worse by denying the whole thing and insisting that it was all her own work.
Phew, that's the wrong attitude. Mr. Tanner must have been so mad.
Yeah, he really told Shannon off, big time. We could hear him yelling from next door.
So, what happened in the end?
Well, he's gonna punish Shannon, obviously. Maybe she's gonna be suspended from school for a day or two. I don't know. And she's also gonna fail her history assignment.
Oh, wow. That's bad. But yeah, they have a zero tolerance policy on plagiarism. They're absolutely not gonna have any of it. I have no doubt that she'll get suspended. They'll do this to teach the rest of us a lesson.
Fair enough. But you know what? I'm sick of all the rules we have in that school. Some of them are so dumb.
I know. Like the no phones in class rule. I couldn't believe it when they banned phones. We need them for stuff. I mean, it's not like we're sitting there texting our friends all the time. We've got our exams coming up soon, so obviously we want to learn.
Seriously? I mean, what's the point of having to keep our phones in our lockers at all times? There's a lack of trust on their part.
Yep.
Well, I actually had my phone with me in chemistry the other day because I was waiting on a message from Mom, and it was kind of important. Anyway, Mrs. Sanchez saw it, but to give her credit, she didn't say anything. I was expecting to get in big trouble.
The thing is, we're 17, not kids anymore, so they need to stop treating us like we are.
Exactly. We'll be able to vote in an election next year. So that counts for something, doesn't it? We're practically adults. Of course, the downside of being 18 will be that we can also go to jail if we break the law.
Well, I guess we can't have it all our own way. We'll just have to be model citizens, make a positive contribution to society, and not do anything we're not permitted to do by law.
And for that to happen, we need to graduate from high school in the first place.
So we need to get on with our math. Okie dokie, come on, let's focus. Hey, Amy. Come in. What's up? You look a little stressed.
Well, I wasn't watching where I was going, and I've just stepped in something disgusting on the sidewalk. Ugh. Yuck. Really, I can't believe it, Christos. I wish people would pick up after their dogs when they're out walking them. Not too much to ask, is it?
Oh, no. And I bet I know which dog's responsible, too. It's that Labrador from down the road. But you know, they brought in a new regulation about dog mess a while back. Dog owners, by law, now have to clean up after their animals mess.
I know. And even though people have to pay a fine in such cases, that doesn't seem to stop them being so lazy. People are obviously not being caught.
Right. Anyway, let me get you a soda, and then we can start studying for our math exam.
Cool. By the way, have you heard about Shannon?
What do you mean?
Well, she's in big trouble with Mr. Tanner, the history teacher, for copying and pasting chunks of her essay from the internet.
What? You're kidding!
Yep. Apparently, she plagiarized pages and pages of it, and the teacher wasn't having it, obviously.
No way! Whoa, Shannon must be stupid to think she could get away with that. They're really strict now about plagiarism. You know, you can put a chunk of text into a special program and trace its origin.
But wait, she made things even worse by denying the whole thing and insisting that it was all her own work.
Phew, that's the wrong attitude. Mr. Tanner must have been so mad.
Yeah, he really told Shannon off, big time. We could hear him yelling from next door.
So, what happened in the end?
Well, he's gonna punish Shannon, obviously. Maybe she's gonna be suspended from school for a day or two. I don't know. And she's also gonna fail her history assignment.
Oh, wow. That's bad. But yeah, they have a zero tolerance policy on plagiarism. They're absolutely not gonna have any of it. I have no doubt that she'll get suspended. They'll do this to teach the rest of us a lesson.
Fair enough. But you know what? I'm sick of all the rules we have in that school. Some of them are so dumb.
I know. Like the no phones in class rule. I couldn't believe it when they banned phones. We need them for stuff. I mean, it's not like we're sitting there texting our friends all the time. We've got our exams coming up soon, so obviously we want to learn.
Seriously? I mean, what's the point of having to keep our phones in our lockers at all times? There's a lack of trust on their part.
Yep.
Well, I actually had my phone with me in chemistry the other day, because I was waiting on a message from Mom, and it was kind of important. Anyway, Mrs. Sanchez saw it, but to give her credit, she didn't say anything. I was expecting to get in big trouble.
The thing is, we're 17, not kids anymore, so they need to stop treating us like we are.
Exactly. We'll be able to vote in an election next year. So that counts for something, doesn't it? We're practically adults. Of course, the downside of being 18 will be that we can also go to jail if we break the law.
Well, I guess we can't have it all our own way. We'll just have to be model citizens, make a positive contribution to society, and not do anything we're not permitted to do by law.
And for that to happen, we need to graduate from high school in the first place.
So we need to get on with our math. Okie dokie, come on, let's focus.